Well, how many of you watching right now realize that the United States government is the largest purveyor and coordinator of sex trafficking of children in the world? Yes, the United States government, the largest facilitator of child trafficking in the world. It should make all of us sick. And yet the mainstream media, the corporate media, largely ignores the story almost entirely. And only a handful of independent journalists even cover the story. You ought to ask the question, why? Why? I mean, we cover the story here on the show, and often when we do, we get demonetized, we get blocked, and our programs get taken down. Who is running the show? Why is this allowed to happen, and why is no one talking about it? Well, our next guest is one of the only ones talking about this. That's J.J. Carroll, former Customs Border Protection agent for 24 years, putting together a brand new documentary on this very issue. You can find out more about this by going to thisistreason.com. And we'll have it linked up in the description below. And he's been doing amazing work on this. And JJ is back on the show. JJ, welcome back. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. And thanks for having me on a topic that I know that is dirty, and is dirty because it's evil. And you said something that's powerful, and it's true. And I know how it sounds when I'm watching you say it back to me. It makes me go, oh gosh, is the United States government is the largest purveyor in child sex trafficking in modern history. And that's true. And I know it's uncomfortable for Americans to hear, but the evidence is damning, and it's right in front of, it's literally right in front of your face. And you're right. No one's covering it.
It's really disturbing. I mean, today of all days, today's June 6th, mm-hmm. when we're doing this interview here, this is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And you think about the ideal of America. You think of what those men died for on the beaches of Normandy. The ideal of freedom, the ideal of justice, the ideal of the United States Constitution, for these individuals to hear that their United States government is the largest, dirtiest facilitator of child trafficking in the world, just must make them absolutely sad to their core, those who are left alive to think about it. I mean, it sickens me as an American citizen to think about this. And I just, before we get into the details, what you've just uncovered, because we're going to show our audience here what you've just uncovered over the past few weeks as part of this new documentary. Why do you think there is no discussion about this? Why do you think the mainstream corporate media ignores this story? Why do you think even independent journalists, some of our contemporaries, ignore this story completely? Is it because they've sort of compartmentalized part of this story? They can cover the illegal immigration at the border. Fox News can cover that as much as they want. But then when it comes to this piece of the story, they ignore it. Why do you think that is?
I think that's part of the machine where they don't want to show the Biden administration a bad light in any way. I think they're complicit. And I also think it's so dirty. When you start talking about women being raped, men murdering each other, you know, all that atrocities, those are horrible. But when you start talking, at least for me, when you start talking about the sexual brutalization, trafficking children across state lines, it's so dirty. It makes people so uneasy and so uncomfortable that nobody wants to talk about it. Look, I as law enforcement of 24 years, I come back from these trips on filming, but this one took me a couple of days just to decompress, because what I'm seeing, the enormity, the scale at what our government has created. There's almost 150 to 200 of these child sex trafficking detention facilities in Texas. There's almost 400 across the nation. So there's an infrastructure built. And I'm talking facilities that hold tens of children and facilities that hold thousands of children. I mean, when you look at the enormity, the numbers, 140,000 unaccompanied alien children. Those are children that cross the border as young as infants to 17 years old. Just last year, we're on pace to hit that number again this year or surpass it, because we still have another 5-6 months of data that goes into 2024. This problem is so enormous. It is so sick and perverse that sometimes I really believe America just doesn't want to know. But we talked about this before. I'm not going to sit back and worry about getting demonetized or hurt or called vile names. This is happening. Look, I'm not looking at facilities and going, well, I surmise this is happening. No, I'm looking at data and I'm talking to people. that worked inside these facilities for years. And they're telling me firsthand, JG, this is what's happening. It's grotesque.
So let's talk about some of the facilities you visited. So you mentioned 400 across the United States, 400 different facilities, and they range in size. You mentioned tens to thousands of children. A couple of months ago here on the show, we broke the story and showed one of these former Walmart facilities where thousands of children were being trafficked through. The individual who broke the story then had threats against his life for sharing this information. They don't want this information out there. And so when you went to Texas, you went to these different locations. Talk about the facilities. Talk about the people that you interviewed, and what did they tell you?
Well, when I went into Texas, we went to see three. One was kind of in an industrial area. It probably held tens, if not 100. But they had like 7, 8, 10 vans, white vans. They all used the white vans. But the two that struck me that were just unbelievable. One was in Carrizo Springs, Texas. So if you're driving the Texas border in this desolate town of about, they say 5,000 or less than 5,000, I think they're counting cows and cattle. There's not 5,000 people living. There's one gas station. And if I didn't have someone taking me to Carrizo Springs Child Detention Facility, I would drive right by it. It's a dirt road. You get off the paved road, you go on a dirt road, and you go about a half a mile north, and all of a sudden, there's this giant, it looks like a FEMA camp in one of the Hollywood movies. There's guard shacks, there's razor wire, there's parking lot for 600 cars. I can't tell you the depth of it because I can't get anywhere near it, like drive in to see the depth. I can tell you the width of it. It was shocking. I could not believe it. And it was hidden. Nope. They hid it in a place where there's no one that can work there. There's no one to employ. They're hiding it. And then I go down to, I drive 7 hours down to Brownsville to look at, if you think of the largest Walmart you can imagine, it was a super mega Walmart that they bought, Southwest Keys Partners or Program, they changed their name, built or bought. It's about anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 children. Look, this was in plain sight. There was McDonald's, there was a Church's Chicken, there was gas stations. People were just going about life, had no idea that's there. How do they not know that it's not there? Well, because there's a guard check. You can't drive in without an ID. I got close to the perimeter, which was basically the parking lot of the gas station that doesn't belong to the detention facility. I'm talking about just regular Americana. All of a sudden, there were golf carts with security guards everywhere. And my question immediately, out of nowhere.
They came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're there and they're making sure we don't cross into the parking lot. And my first instinct was, as a law enforcement guy, what the hell are you hiding back there? What's going on behind those closed doors? And I asked one of my guys, and I said that been in there. I said, explain to me what the hell's going on in there. And he goes, it's just terrible. And I said, okay, well, what's terrible? And he goes, I said, okay, let's break it down. Is there child molestations and rapes going on in these facilities? And he goes on to proceed to tell me yes, but for about 15 to 20 seconds of trying to explain what it is, he finally stops and says, I'm not talking about this. It takes me a long time to get over this. And it's a horrible thought in my brain and my mind. I don't want to talk about it anymore. And I said, okay.
And this is why, and this is why people don't want to talk about it. This is why the mainstream media will do wall-to-wall coverage of people pouring across the southern border, violent criminals, MS-13 gangs, etc. But they won't cover this part of the story because it's incredibly difficult. But it's now, because no one's talking about it, we've become the largest purveyor of it in the world.
Yes.
So sexual molestation, all sorts of awful behavior. When these kids are at these facilities, so some people, you know, Democrats would say, oh, see, that's good-hearted. You know, that's great. This is like stuff that Obama built. Like these are places to hold these children. But what's actually happening? Where are these children then being taken?
Well, that's a great question. I asked my source and I knew from other people I spoke to, they have no idea. They're taking them all over the nation. Dropping them off, listen, He told me this. He goes, listen, we had a problem for a while and it's still continuing, because he was explaining to me what it looked like under Donald Trump. Under Donald Trump, we didn't have any of this mass children. He said, so it was very structured, very organized, very regulated. Everyone knew where everyone was going and there was a reason for everything. He said, under Biden, no one knows. It's absolute, utter chaos. And I said, okay, but give me an example. He goes, we were delivering children to the wrong people. And those people were not saying anything to us. So imagine this. I'm a Mexican family. I want my 10-year-old son delivered to me in Vermont. I fly to Vermont to give him a 10-year-old son, but it's not a 10-year-old son. It's a 3-year-old girl from Nigeria. And I take her. And then the Nigerian family gets a 10-year-old Mexican boy. If you believe that, you're a moron. What that is that you are taking these children and giving them to sex traffickers. They don't care. They ordered a boy or a Mexican boy, and this one ordered a Nigerian girl. At the end of the day, they don't care. They have a product. Now they can push out and pimp. You don't want to hear that.
And when people,
it's true.
And when people are watching, they're saying, why would they do this? Well, what people don't understand is you always have to follow the money, mm-hmm. right? Did your sources talk to you about the money? I mean, this is a massively profitable, right? Multi-billion dollar a year industry. The cost of a child for these people, these perverts to use, can be upwards of $30,000 or even more, right? They're paying them for this. And as President Trump said in that Fox and Friends interview, you know, most of these children end up dead.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that Fox interview. I had to rewind it twice because at first he kind of said it and was over-talked. Then he said it again. I was like, wait a minute, let me get this, make sure I have this in the context, because when I report on it. So Fox and Friends was given Donald Trump the numbers, 140,000 unaccompanied alien children last year. This year is at almost 50,000. It's going up. And Donald Trump said, yeah, a lot of them are dead. And then he said it again. He goes, yes, a lot of them are already dead. So I have to assume that man is getting briefed on intelligence and data that I am not privy to. So, but again, so we're talking about child sex trafficking and then a lot. What is a lot? A lot of them are dead. What in the hell is going on, Clayton? And you're right, the money is exorbitant. So I talk to guys that are involved in child sex trafficking, like the anti side of it, trying to track kids down and stuff. The reason why these kids are so profitable, if I push over a kilo of coke and I cut it with fentanyl, I sell it one time. Once I digest it, it's over. Well, with children, I can pimp them out 5 to 10 times a day. So my product is earning me money 5 to 10 times a day. Look at what we've become as a nation. This is, Clayton, just so your audience has an idea of the number, 600,000 plus under Joe Biden have been arrested, released. People don't know where they are. I asked my source and several other sources, when you release them, does anybody follow up? Is there any connectability to, like, okay, we gave it to the right person? He said, no. I said, okay, well, under congressional oath, Javier Becerra, Health and Human Services, and the female that runs Office of Refugee Resettlement said, under oath, we've lost 85,000. We have no idea. And I said to my source, I believe that number is a lie, 85,000. They lost all of them, haven't they? And he goes, yes, they've lost all of them. That 85,000 is a joke number. How do you lose 600,000 children? That's the city of New Haven. Just disappears.
Because it's intentional, right?
Yes.
You lose them because it's intentional.
Absolutely, it's intentional, because I had a very interesting conversation with about two or three men, and I asked them, okay, I said, listen, I want to means test my belief. I believe that there's three big stories. The invasion of the open border just being completely strategically open to destroy America, the partnerships with the NGO, and then the child sex trafficking is the third largest story. And I said, the reason why it's the biggest story is because through the echelon of elites, politicians, entertainment, on and on, corporate America, on and on, I said, there's a thread that weaves through all of it. And it's the thread of pedophilia. And he said, all of these men that I talked to said, you know, you're absolutely 100% right. That is the thread that is coursing through the United States of America. The world, but mainly in America we're talking about, is the threat of pedophilia. So when, and I know what we're talking about, Clayton, is unnerving. I understand that it makes people want to just click off, but I want you to understand, we live in a society that is brutalizing children to transgender children permanently, destroying them, mutilating their bodies. You're having drag queen story hours in our libraries. You're having drag queen dancing naked in front of our children. Our children are being inundated with which I believe is perversion. And then you question, is this really true, child sex trafficking? Like, all of this is happening in our face, but I'm telling you something that's hidden, and you're like, well, I don't really believe that. That's conspiratorial. Really? I think it's connected.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Vladimir, people want to pick on Vladimir Putin all they want, right? He said the United States is being run by outright Satanism, the Satanists that are running Washington, D.C. right now. Is he wrong? I mean, I don't think he's wrong. This is the stuff of Satanism.
Well, I'm talking to people, I'm sure you have too. Children are going missing. Child sex trafficking, organ harvesting, going south from America. There's tens, if not hundreds of thousands of children going missing in America. Why would you not, if you were the most evil people in the world and you wanted not only to traffic in children sexually, but organs, child sacrifice, what is the best way to get those children? Are the ones that are coming across, no one knows where they are. They just have a sheet of paper, like a notepad, pinned to their shirt saying, I need to go to X, Y, and Z. So I find a couple of them on a street in the middle of nowhere, Texas, where I was. They don't exist. That's my ultimate belief. These children do not exist, meaning no one's tracking them. Look, you have children. I have a child. Do you think I'm going to allow him to traverse the United States of America with human smugglers to get to Canada for 3-4 months? Are you insane? I'm not going to let my son. I have to vet the men and women that he goes to their children's houses. I'm not going to give them to a smuggler. So the parents don't care. They're not tracking their kids. We live in a world that is so evil right now. And I say that not for clicks, not to sell my documentary. I'm just telling you, it took me a couple of days just to decompress from what I saw and what I spoke to men about. I'm like, how's no one talking about this? This is right in your face. And no one says a word. It's shocking.
Well, and you were in Texas, Governor Abbott, who professes to be, you know, anti-illegal immigration and all of this. So this, hundreds of these facilities are on his soil. Where is Governor Abbott? Product of the World Economic Forum. Governor Abbott, an enemy of the United States. Where is he on this story?
Oh, everything with him is theater. I'm going to shut the border down. No, sir. You put National Guard on 47 acres of 1,250 miles of the border you share with Mexico, and then your National Guard got embarrassed and got run over. You've done nothing. You have almost 200 of these facilities in Texas. You got to understand, you're looking at about 500 children a day are coming across the border. 500 a day. That's what we know about. That's just what we arrest or give themselves up to the Border Patrol. This number of 600,000 is easily a million and a half. This problem is so enormous. I believe in a decade, someone of some means and intellect is going to do a deep dive, and they are going to come out with House of Horrors. Look, my source tells me, listen, I go into some of these facilities that are for infants and young children. He goes, I walk in there, and it is as far as the eye can see cribs, just baby cribs.
Oh, my God.
And he says the noise of them crying and screaming, he said, quote, it's a house of horrors. America, wake up. It's happening in your nation.
Can you imagine that on the nightly news? Could you imagine seeing that? You know, Lester Holt, we're going to start tonight with a house of horror story. You don't know that this is happening in America. We have hidden camera footage inside of America's sex trafficking ring. We have 400 facilities across the United States. Take a look at these cribs as far as the eye can see. You'll never see that on the nightly news. You're never going to see it.
Well, you know what's also amazing? U.S. congressmen have tried to go into these facilities and they're denied access. Congressmen.
What are you
time out. If I'm a congressman, I'm on the phone with the AG Paxton from Texas, and I'm saying, I need a warrant and I need a Texas Rangers down here right now. Something is going on that is so grotesque, they won't even let me in. So I want a warrant. There has to be some. I need to go in there. This is a public emergency. Nothing. Know what they say? Oh, well, we can't go in there. We have the most gutless and complicit politicians on planet Earth. They're all in on it. Look at the pedophilia. Look at Epstein Island. Look at P. Diddy. I mean, they're just screaming at you, we're doing it, and I really don't care what you think, but I'm going, this is evil. And there's no way the God that our nation was founded on, is looking down on his beautiful children being brutalized while everyone remains silent. And he's not going to have judgment on us. At the very least, even if you don't believe in God, you have to believe that this is immoral, Clayton, that we can't allow this to happen in America, Clayton. But we are.
No, we are. It's deeply, deeply disturbing. And we're going to be covering this more, and we're going to continue to stay on this story, regardless of what they do to us for covering it. We think it's an incredibly important story, perhaps the most important story in America, and we will continue to do it. I want all of you watching right now, JJ's new documentary is called Treason. Go to the website, thisistreason.com. You can pre-order the documentary. I want this documentary to become number one. I want this thing to become massive. I want people to not be able to ignore this anymore. So if they go there right now, they can pre-order it, right? I think it's going to be released in the fall. Is that right,
JJ? Yes, it's going to be released in September. We have about another 4 or 5 weekends of filming, but you can pre-order it now. It helps us. It helps us fund, because as this story gets bigger and bigger, we interview more and more people. We go and look at different areas. So you can pre-order $9.99 or $14.99, where it gives you all of like hundreds of hours of edited information, interviews, etc. That will not make it, right? I can't put a documentary with 1,000 hours. But I'm proud of what we're doing. I'm proud of the quality that we're putting out. And what's great is our website tracks us. So every time we come back from San Diego, Chicago, or Texas, we upload 4 or 5 videos. So you can go on the journey to the end of what our documentary is. And it's going to be powerful. It's going to be artistically beautiful. But at the same time, when it's done, I want you to feel as if you have to exhale, because we're just going to tell you the blatant, honest truth of what's happening in America, which no one else is.
Amen. So the website again is thisistreason.com. It's right here on the screen. Please, guys, go there, pre-order it now. Again, $9.99 or $14.99. You know, this is such an important funding of an important documentary that we need to make sure people see this story. So, JJ, thanks so much for your great work. You and Ryan have been doing amazing work. So thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Clayton.